Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Cloudy and cool with more rain expected today. Pretoria and Mombela 18, Sydney 22, Johannesburg reaching a high of 16 degrees.
A collision in Florida Park on Ondakish Road eastbound. It's at Clichy de Wet Road. Traffic is moving slowly.
South Africa and the US will begin bilateral talks this week following strained relations and US-imposed tariffs. It's understood Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau is expected to lead the South African delegation as government aims to reset ties and explore a new trade pact with its second largest partner. Teachers Union SATU has given government 21 days to respond to their concerns over, among others, teacher shortages in schools. Union members marched to the offices of National Treasury and the Basic Education Department yesterday to protest against ongoing budget cuts. Here's SATU's Secretary General Mukwena Maluleke.
These austerity measures have caused serious crisis in education. One, we're having an increase in overcrowding. We're having an increase in class sizes, and that caused teachers to leave the profession.
And at least 9 people have been killed and more than 60 others wounded in a missile attack in Ukraine. The country's state's emergency service confirmed the attack occurred during the early hours of this morning. And with that, now for the latest business news. Chief economist at Econometrics, Azar Jameen, says the easing of inflation to 2.7% in March has marked the first decline in 5 months.
It does create the opportunity for consumers to feel that their salaries are well in excess of inflation, and that should be of assistance to consumer spending.
Statistics South Africa says the annual charge in the consumer price index fell more than 3% in February, reaching its lowest level since June 2020. And Asian markets were mixed after President Donald Trump said he had no intention of firing the U.S. central bank head and made comments on his trade war with China. Trump's attacks on the Federal Reserve for not cutting interest rates had raised fears that he would fire its chief Jerome Powell in a major blow to its independence. A dollar's trading at 18 Rand 65, a euro 21 Rand 17 cents, and a pound at 24 Rand 74 cents. Gold is trading at $3,276.04 per fine ounce. I'm Chanel Sletemba, back with more news at 7.
Well, Liverpool fans will be getting a little bit more antsy and I think a little louder. You'll hear them, certainly, at least over the next couple of weeks. They are on the brink of winning the Premier League title, not because they played, but that's because Arsenal were held to a 2-2 draw by Crystal Palace last night. The Reds have 5 matches remaining. They only need a draw against Tottenham at Anfield on Sunday to wrap up a 20th league title. Cricket South Africa have fined the Warriors 100,000 Rand for failing to meet transformation requirements following mediation over the last few days. It comes from the Warriors not fielding enough black African players in a match against the Dolphins in February. The Warriors also lost log points because of that breach, but CSA now says the dispute has been amicably resolved. Mumbai Indians continued their resurgence with a 7-wicket victory against the Sunrisers Hyderabad that was in their IPL match in Hyderabad last night. Athletic South Africa's senior championships will get underway today at Northwest University in Potch. The national champs will run until Saturday, and they're an opportunity to wrap up qualification for the upcoming World Championships in Tokyo later this year. Several big names will be missing, including Akani Simbine, Marwan Fouri, Lyth Pillay and Joanne Duplessis. They'll be competing at the Diamond League meeting in China on Saturday. But do look out for junior world champ Bayanda Walaza in the men's 100 meters. The 19-year-old has been phenomenal. World indoor 800-meter champion Pudin Sekodiso and Olympic semifinalist Zene Caldenace in the women's 400-meter hurdle. So still a pretty strong field. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays more. You got me thinking she is so music.